Well, Christy, first of all, congratulations. A brilliant individual performance. 1-5, man of the match, without a shadow of a doubt.
Look, you know, it's great to score 1-5 in an Ulster semi-final, but at the end of the day, it's all about the team and the hard work of the boys out the field, and to get the ball into the forwards was exceptional today, you know. A bit erratic in the first half, but we got there in the second half. We spoke about it at half-time, so I was just glad they came out the right end of it today.
Yeah, and it was one of those days you had to work very hard for your scores as well. It wasn't as if they were just handed to you on a plate.
Well, that's it. You know, the conditions didn't help either. You know, in fairness, now the field was in good condition, but the underfoot conditions were a bit tricky at times, you know, so you needed the second time to get the ball, you know. But once you get the ball, you know, it's easy to get the scores. You know, we had the beating of our men, we knew we were the better team, we'd done our homework, watched the DVDs, we knew we got the ball into the full forward line, we'd be able to get the scores.
Yeah, I think you had 3 clocked up at half time, and I suppose you added 2 more in the second half, and both of those scores you actually had. One possession, lost it and won it back again. So obviously great determination. You were determined to put your name on the stamp on this game today.
Well, you know, that's, as I said to the guy in the Gaelic Life during the week, you know, same in the Clannadh game, you know, we knew we had to work hard from the start, and once we worked hard and brought that intense work rate to the thing, that the scores would come and the performance would come. And that's what happened in the second half. 2 high balls come in, ball spilt. It's all about getting the second ball, and that's what we done today. We got the second ball, the third ball, the fourth ball in the second half, and we kicked on.
Yeah. And as good as you played in the second half, and I know there was quite a lot of good performance out the field, you couldn't really enjoy it until you got the goal.
Well, that's it. You know, we were never home and hose. Like, there's always a chance that, you know, they can get a goal too. Like, you know, there's only 2 points coming back into it. It was Kirsten James there at the end. You know, they had a free out on the right-hand side from an impossible angle, and he kicked the ball away and brought it in and brought it back to a 2-point game, you know. So it's things like that we need to work on, like, you know. But yeah, it was nice to get the goal at the end and put the icing on the cake, and yeah, we can look forward now to an Ulster final.
Yeah, because it's been a great season for Bundoran. I know you're still in the shake-up for promotion to Division 1 County Champions, and now in an Ulster final.
Ah yeah, you know, it's great, like, you know, especially for myself. Like, you know, I was late starter this year, you know. I missed about 14 weeks out with a foot injury, and I'm only back. I think that's probably my 8th game of the season, you know. I was injured, like, but it's great that when you're playing football this time of the year, you know, you're going well, like, you know what I mean. Like, I know it's the conditions aren't ideal, the game was in the balance today, you know. We knew whether it was going to be on or off with the weather, like, but we're sitting now with a county championship in our back pocket, a promotion playoff final probably next weekend, and also the final weekend, or things don't come better than that, you know, as a club and as a team, and it's great for the town of Bundoran.